Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up, girl? Yeah, you're not fooling me at all, right? Mm. Like, your pants say yoga, but your booty says McDonald's.
What?
Yeah.
I think that's an insult.
You eat lots of Donald's, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, whatever you do, don't tell him to go choke on a Luna bar. Instead, tell him that he's hilarious and ripped, and you really want to see him sometime, and then give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he calls it and leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, you seem like the type of girl who, I don't want to say you're easy, not easy, that's not what I mean, but you know, you seem like you enjoy sex, like you have sex a lot, and that's cool, and I respect that. I want you to know that I don't do that. Like, I need a real emotional connection before I, you know, do that. But yeah, just if you want to get together and know that you have to win my heart before, that's sweet. And I'd love to get to know you. All right.
Next message.
I wonder if he actually meant that or if that's his thing. Like, he tries to pretend like I'm a sensitive guy.
Yeah, maybe. I think
that's a game he plays, or if he actually means that.
I think he actually means it. I think the tables are turning on those stereotypes of men and women. I really do. I think that in a lot of ways we're switching roles, guys.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So listen, you're probably out having some casual sex right now with someone that you don't care about, but if you're going to date me, you got to get to know me.
Yes.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, Christine. This is I don't know if you going to museum is your thing, but if you really like to go with me, I think I could be like your tour guide because I'm like super smart and it'd be a lot of fun. I know a lot about Renaissance art, like the Mona Lisa, and hopefully I know how to make you smile. I gotta go.
Next message.
He was so
choked
nervous.
At the end there, yeah.
Dude, he was so sweet, though.
Remember,
he has a little bit more confidence, but he's almost there, man.
If you want the special Loser Line phone number, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hi, I'm sure you remember me. We met at this past Saturday. Anyways, I haven't heard from you. I gave you my number. I just wanted to say, I've really been thinking about, like, your dance moves, and I was wondering if you could, like, teach them to me. I know I wasn't that great. Maybe that's why you're not calling me, but I just thought maybe I'll leave this message, and I really like your dance moves, and I would really love you to meet my mom. All right, give me a call back.
Next message.
Okay.
A lot of people drop the parents in a little too early. Start with the dance moves, and master that and then maybe meet the parents.
Yes.
She's probably sitting in the car with her mom while she's calling. Like,
I met this really great guy last night. He's a great dancer.
Yeah, exactly.
I danced with him for a while and he gave me his phone number. I'm going to call him right now. And you should meet him. We'll see if he's free this second so we can go meet him at a diner or something, Mom.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, that's exciting because you know your dad was a great dancer when I met him.
That's what she said. So I think I found my new husband. Let's call him.
Next message.
Hey, I got your number from your friend Stacy, and she told me that you have a thing for glitter, like, you know, glitter in your hair and glitter on your phone case and on your cupcakes. And I just, like, you know, that's bad for you, right? Like, there are dyes and bad stuff for you, like, that you should not digest in there. And, I'm just telling you that as a friend in case, because it could harm your health and stuff. Oh, no, I got talking about this. I originally started this message by wanting to know if you wanted to go on a date with me, not because I went to, like, bash glitter. So I guess I should have texted that.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of anybody being so
him.
Critical of glitter before.
Listen. He had a family member who died of glitter.
I guess.
So it's close to his heart.
It's like, I started this off wanting to be nice, but I just, the glitter thing, I couldn't let it go.
Oh my God. I feel like he deserved a call back. I do.
Remember, if you want
just looking out.
The Loser Line phone number, just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hi, I think this is Emily. And Emily, I wanted you to know this is Sir Randy. You may know me as just Randy, but cool little fact, I actually was just speaking with a psychic, and she told me that in a past life, I was actually a knight in King Arthur's court.
Ooh,
so
wow.
Guess what? You're talking to one of the best knights in all of the land. And my psychic also told me that I'd be running into a certain fair maiden. And she didn't say who specifically, but I've got a pretty good idea that it's you, madame. And so I thought perhaps, or should I say perchance, that a fair maiden would take my hand of one of King Arthur's greatest knights and join me for a feast that would please a queen. And in the off chance that you don't know what that means, I just want to take you to a restaurant. So if it would please you to get into some medieval mischief with Sir Randy, make sure to call me back. And remember, it's Sir Randy.
Next message.
I like Sir Randy.
That is so much information about one person in one message.
And that was all I needed.
And I like how he interprets everything for her. Like, Sir Randy, you may also know me as Randy.
Yeah.
And that also means that I want to take you to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it, Randy.
Yeah, we understand exactly what you want to do, Randy.
I don't remember any Knights of the Round Table being named Randy.
No, there was. Yeah.
Oh, there was a Randy?
There was Sir Randy, Sir Chuck, and I think there was Sir Bruce, too.
Blake.
Maybe a Blake. Yeah. I can't remember. I'll have to Google it right now. All right, that was The Loser Line. Listen to The Loser Line at this time regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.